The time is 6 o'clock and this is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Eugenia Sumedusechi and Nanamo Mari. In the headlines, President Mahama urges global efforts to win war against terrorism and condemns attack on Cote d'Ivoire and Turkey. Platform to promote professional journalism for good governance in West Africa opens in Accra today. Myanmar elects first civilian president in 50 years, and Russia begins withdrawal of its forces from Syria. And now the details. President John Dramani Mahama has described as despicable and unconscionable the terrorist attacks in Grand Bassam Beach Resort in Cote d'Ivoire and Kizili District in Turkey yesterday. The president expressed Ghana's deepest condolences and sympathy to President Alassane Ouattara of Cote d'Ivoire and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey, their governments and people. He also wished the injured speedy recovery. President Mahama said Ghana stands by the two countries in their moments of profound grief and adversity. He stressed the need to stand together as a global community to win the war against terrorism, even as global, regional and national security mechanisms are strengthened.
The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, says he is deeply shocked and saddened by the news of the terrorist attack on the incident Ivorian town of Grand Bassam, which led to the tragic loss of 16 lives and left dozens injured. In a statement, Nanado described the act as cowardly and extends his deepest condolences to the families of the dead and wished the wounded speedy recovery.
President John Mahama is to chair the second phase of the Decentralization Framework and Action Plan. This is because of the numerous bureaucratic challenges that bedeviled the first phase. Head of the Local Government Service, Dr. Callistus Mahama, who announced this in an interview with Radio Ghana, said there is really a foreign minister duly deepening democracy by involving the grassroots in decision-making to enhance local service delivery. He added that the new framework with 7 thematic areas is currently before Parliament.
We are currently taking some functions from the national level and also away from people. So obviously the people will not be happy. So the biggest challenge that we have is the resistance at the national level. Not necessarily political leaders, but bureaucratic leaders protecting their territories and empire. So they do everything to frustrate it. But if you look at it in the bigger national sector, for Ghana to be able to evolve, for our people to be politically involved in this nation, decentralization is the way forward. And that's why the president has committed himself to chairing this committee and making sure that the decisions that take all ministers will make sure that.
So has this challenge been dealt with?
Well,
or we are still facing
the president started sharing it. We have a simple one, but they are not at the difficult one that we see. Because one of the president is
and people, he also wished to be
that we are now implementing. We have an input for it. We make sure that such a good spread organization, good champion, the voice of the ordinary, we make a significant input in what I think that the decentralization program should be. And also in doing that, we have also provided rules and responsibilities for civil society so the council will play a role. Over the years, this assembly and the regional coordinating council have not had a role in the implementation of the decentralization program. So this time we have created a role for the district. And in the district, you know, they are represented by their assembly members who debate it at their general assembly, so they can make it to the national level and take their feedback. But the most important avenue for the ordinary man, as I said, is that once these platforms or avenues are provided, people take advantage all along. When we talk about what the state is doing, what the law is doing, these are all supply lines. Okay. That's what the government wants to do. This is the level. We cannot reach one way. Now we have gone very far, so we have to centralize.
On the election of district chief executives, Dr. Mahama had reservations about the option. He said the process will elect popular instead of competent people, and that will not be good for effective local governance.
If you do a careful analysis of the challenges of our decentralization or local government, it is not the absence of the election of this will be the problem. There are basic problems that we should face. And therefore, whether we elect this or don't elect, those problems are still there. So how do we identify solutions to this? And then, rather than how this position that once we elect our
We elect our national level actors, MPs, presidents, associates with television. So it's not a solution, even though it may to some extent be popular participation. If we put ourselves in, the magic of elections will not solve, because the elections will elect the most popular person, but not the most competent person. And the next is, what is the policy? So we are deepening our relationship with the media. That's why we even received this best local governor support award. We're working on the Ghana Journalist Association, where we give awards to journalists who does very well with decentralization issues.
That was the head of local government service and the executive secretary of the Interministerial Coordinating Committee on Decentralization, Dr. Callistus Mahama.
A platform to promote the discussion of professional journalism for good governance in West Africa opens this morning in Accra. The Media Foundation for West Africa is convening the gathering, expected to bring together leading free expression and media development organizations from all ECOWAS member states, civil society groups, as well as UN donor agencies will be attending. Media Foundation for West Africa says it is critical to empower citizens' access to information so that they can participate meaningfully in their country's democratic processes.
And now to education, where the Dean of the Faculty of Education, University of Ghana, Professor Jonathan Fletcher, is advocating special allowances to be instituted for qualified mathematics and science teachers to encourage the teaching of the subject. A special primary mathematics and science quiz competition must also be instituted to get the youth to develop interest in the subject. Professor Fletcher was speaking at the 21st Endowment Fund lecture by the West Africa Examinations Council in Accra, where he attributed the poor performance of students in mathematics and science to the unavailability of qualified teachers in the school. Phyllis Kofi reports.
Professor Fletcher stated that Ghana stands to gain a lot if much investment is made into the mathematics and science education. Government must therefore pay special attention to the two subjects to attract more qualified teachers to handle the subjects, especially at a basic level. He said the gym surrounding the teaching of the two courses can be broken to get more students to develop interest in them. He said over the years, the way some teachers have taught the subject is what has created the myth surrounding the study of mathematics and science.
Make lessons challenging, active, learner-centered and motivating. And this is how you take calm in the classroom. Prepare students well. Leaders, for example, of course, leaders. What I mean by leaders, prepare them, for example, telling them how to lose math. I'm reading a paper and the first topic is lose math at YF. And guide them to go start on this math and science. Continue with effort by government and non-government organizations to promote science and math. I think it would be a good idea to institute special allowances for qualified math teachers and link this to allowances performance. Now, when I started teaching mathematics in secondary school in this country, my salary was 50% more than my colleagues.
Professor Fletcher called on students to invest much time in the study of the two subjects.
In order to stay calm, you've got to get a C, you've got to get an A, the L, and the F. And in one lesson, if you get all that and you add technology to it, that is big, that's where you get A. Now, encourage students to spend more time on math and science.
The West Africa Endowment Lectures was instituted in 1984 in a bid to promote educational development, raise funds to award deserving candidates, promote research and also integrate the sub-regional educational curriculum.
Felix Kofi reporting.
The National Council for Tertiary Education has advised polytechnics that did not meet the criteria to be converted into technical universities to work diligently to meet the criteria for conversion. The council said at any point in time that a polytechnic meets the criteria for conversion, it can apply for reassessment and recommendation to enable it to make the transition. A statement from the council notes that Cape Coast and Tamale Polytechnics have already applied for reassessment based on reported progress made since the last exercise. According to the statement, it is still possible the first list of 6 polytechnics to make the transition can be amended to include additional qualified polytechnics. Therefore, polytechnics that did not meet the first conversion criteria will be given priority from the council and the government to address their shortcomings.
The coordinator of the National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO, Brigadier General Francis Vidzansiri, has asked ECOWAS countries to shift their focus from disaster management to early warning preparedness and prevention. According to him, recent occurrences and their negative impact requires countries to be more involved in preparing for them rather than acting in the aftermath of such disasters. This Brigadier General Vidzansiri stressed will significantly reduce the impact of such disasters on limited resources and property. He made a point at the official opening of the West Africa Disaster Preparedness Initiative training in Accra for Guinea and Sierra Leone. Abraham Donko and Frida Tano have the details.
The two-week training program under the auspices of ECOWAS, the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center and NADMO, with support from the United States Africa Command, is intended to equip the participants with knowledge on how to prepare for disasters and manage them. This, according to the organizers, has become necessary because of the outbreak of the Ebola viral disease that claimed thousands of lives in the sub-region. The Deputy Commandant of the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center, Air Commodore Julius Jamapa, said so far 1,200 persons from 12 countries have been trained on disaster preparedness and early warning systems. He said the center will continually assist in providing expertise to disaster managers to reduce the impacts of disasters on societies. The NADMO coordinator, Brigadier General Francis Vidzansiri, urged ECOWAS states to make disaster management a priority. According to him, disaster management organizations must be equipped adequately, saying their role in preserving national assets cannot be overemphasized.
Disasters in West Africa are often countered by climate priorities, development changes, and even food organizations. As disasters are becoming more frequent, their impacts are also becoming more disruptive. Governments must understand the impact and are pneumonia also during that disaster. Government agencies are providing their capacity to respond to any kind of disaster or emergency.
A participant from Sierra Leone told Radio Ghana his expectation.
As much as this will enhance in building countries' capability, we also would extend a kind of real appreciation for the organizers, go down to member countries to strengthen this collaboration so that we have the kind of desired end state in meeting our expectations so that we will be able to replicate short training and rebuild our capacities in the country. And much more also making it more as a priority in our government, particularly in Sierra Leone, so that we could have a national disaster management agency.
That was Abraham Donko and Frida Tanyo's report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama urges global efforts to win war against terrorism and condemns attacks on Cote d'Ivoire and Turkey. Platform to promote professional journalism for good governance in West Africa opens in Accra. Myanmar elects first civilian president in 50 years. And Russia begins withdrawal of its forces from Syria.
A group of concerned Chocho and urban bus drivers in the city are up in arms for what they call over-exploitation by the drivers' union. The spokesperson of the group who plies Adentan to Legon and Madina, Thomas Asari, said they pay 15 Ghana cedis a day to the union, but they do not receive any benefit. They are therefore appealing to the Ministry of Transport and TUC, as well as Protoa, to intervene, else they would take to the streets. Mr. Asari spoke to George Ankra.
The major problem is I'm working from Madina to Adentan. And one of our problems is China always, we have been paying money. Everything is money, 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 money problem. We are talking about the way one, our insurance problem. Everything is costing now. And the second one too, our station masters, the GTRT masters. If you load from Housing down to Adenta, they are taking money from us, 15 CD a day. The car I'm using is 3 seats. I'm supposed to pay 15 CD a day. Always we go to meeting and we ask them the money we have been paying. We want to know how we are, the situation we are going to do that. Some people, they are beginning. Maybe if I get a phone, right, my mother died or my father died, they'll help you to go to the funeral and they'll help you to pay some money for you. But us, they are not doing it like that. They are taking money from us. One major problem, they are saying that if you pay the 53, they will divide the money into three parts, especially for dental like this. We don't have a station, so we are loading at the Zongo Junction. The Zongo Junction we are loading, our people are saying that they will divide the money into three. They will go to see the MPC commander at Medina. They will go and pay the money to them for us to look there. Always we are there, they are taking money from us. Everything, money, and everything also is costing now, especially our roadwork insurance, everything. So we are begging the government to do something about it for us, because everything, the treaties I'm using, I'm supposed to pay 15 CD. If I load from Housing down to Medina, how much I'm getting? My six is 80 Ghana CD, and I was supposed to buy for 100 Ghana CD.
But, Osei, why are you telling government to do something? This is not government who is doing the exploitation. It is your union. So have you reported to the mother union at the headquarters at the TUC in Accra?
If you go to the meeting, if you're asking questions, they say, oh no, you like costing too much, then you have these thousand people. They will not give you allow to talk.
But I understand at the end of the year, they give you some rice and chicken. Is that not true?
You know something? Always, I'm paying 50 CD a day. End of the year, they'll give you only 1 fowl and 5 kilo of the rice. They won't give you nothing again. All this is not good. They are cheating us. Because a lot of people are saying that because of the driver, a lot of them are not educated. That's the reason why we have been doing all this country. We need somebody to talk about this for us. We are suffering. Always, we have been here. We go to a certain country, since we didn't go to school. That doesn't mean that that's end of your life. You can do something. We have a lot of people are going to the city all the time. We are taking them. People are saying that we are not educated. We, the drivers, are taking them to their workers all the day, 24 hours. So right now, the situation is going on. It's bad for us. So please, the media wants you to do something about this for us.
What are we doing about it? We can only ask your unions for them to either accept or deny. But you, as an association, like I'm saying, you need to go to the headquarters to give the headquarters a petition.
Right now, if you say, oh, okay, let's go, you people can direct us to go there. So you help us to know our left and right. Right now, if you say, oh, if we are 2, 3, 4, if you want to do something right now, they will say, oh, our junior chairman, they don't like us to talk. If you are asking them questions, they'll say, oh, this boy, we like talking, blah, 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 blah.
How about those who are at the station, the lorry parks, calling themselves tax force, who have also been harassing you?
The tax force, if you load one car, you will pay that 15 CD. After paying the 15 CD, they are signed there, you pay 1 CD. Every load you pay. So if you go like 10 times a day, you pay 10 CD plus 15 CD. They are taking us.
What is the role of that task force?
I don't know. If you say something about it, they will start beating you.
And some of you are saying, if they don't help you, you will go on strike?
Yes.
Spokesperson of Agri Drivers on the Adenta Medina Legon route, Thomas Osiri, talking to George Ankra.
The British fugitive David McDermott, who was arrested in the country last week, has been remanded into custody until the 30th of this month, where he will reappear before an Accra Circuit Court. This is to enable the police to conduct further investigations. David was not represented by a lawyer and also pleaded not guilty to dealing in prohibited businesses related to narcotics. He has been described as one of Britain's most wanted fugitives for his involvement in narcotics. According to the prosecutor, DSP Abraham Arnaud, in 2014, the BNI received information about the accused person's illegal activities. In view of this, surveillance was mounted on him, and on the 11th of this month, the fugitive was arrested at his hideout at Chiado residential area behind the trade fair in Accra. DSP Arnaud said investigations conducted so far indicate that David also operates a gold mining company in the eastern region. The prosecutor said the accused has been traveling in and out of the country with a Ghanaian passport for the past 3 years.
And in foreign news, Myanmar's parliament is preparing to elect a new president, the first civilian to lead the country in more than 50 years. They are choosing between three candidates put forward by the upper and lower houses and the military. The winner is widely expected to be Hitin Tao, a close ally of Aung San Suu Kyi, whose National League for Democracy, NLD party, swept to victory in historic election in November. Suu Kyi is barred from the post. A clause in the constitution widely seen as being tailored against her says anyone whose children have another nationality cannot become president. Her children hold British passports. Despite weeks of negotiation, the NLD were unable to persuade the military of Myanmar, also known as Burma, to remove or suspend the clause to allow Aung San Suu Kyi to take office. But she has always said that she would run the country anyway. A Spanish priest has admitted to leaking classified Vatican documents to journalists, saying he felt intimidated. Monsignor Angel Lucio Baillo Balda said he was manipulated by a Roman co-defendant with whom he was romantically entangled. The Spanish priest was questioned as to so-called Vatican trial resumed. It centers on two books that depict a Vatican plagued by political corruption and where Pope Francis faces resistance to his agenda. The books came out last year and were based on the leaked information. The five people on trial face jail terms of up to 8 years. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered his military to start withdrawing from what is called the main part of its forces in Syria. In a surprising move, Mr. Putin said the Russian intervention has largely achieved its objectives. The comments come amid fresh peace talks in Geneva aimed at resolving the five-year Syrian conflict. Russia is a key ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, whose office said in a statement that he had agreed to move, saying that the pullout is in accordance with the situation on the ground. Russia began its campaign of airstrikes in Syria last September, tipping the balance in favor of the Syrian government and allowing it to recapture its territory from rebels. And now to end the news, the main points again. President John Dramani Mahama is urging global efforts to win the war against terrorism and has condemned the recent attacks on Cote d'Ivoire and Turkey. A platform to promote professional journalism for good governance in West Africa will open this morning in Accra. Conveners of the Gathering Media Foundation for West Africa said it is critical to empower citizens' access to information so that they can participate meaningfully in the democratic process. For the first time in 50 years, Myanmar has geared to elect its first civilian president in 50 years. The front runner, Hitin Tao, is a close ally of Aung San Suu Kyi, whose National League for Democracy party swept to victory in a historic election in November. Suu Kyi is barred from the post, but vows she would run the country anyway. And Russia has begun the withdrawal of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who made the order in a rather surprising move, said the Russian intervention had largely achieved its objectives. The news was presented by Eugenia Sumebiseche
and Nana Momari in Accra.